This is WYCE's Community Connection. Happy weekend, and thank you for tuning in. I am Phil Tower, station manager here at WYCE, and I'm very pleased to be in studio with a relative newcomer to Kent County government. He is the director of Kent County Parks, and he is Ben Swayze. Ben Swayze, welcome to WYCE. Great to have you here.
Thanks for having me. I really appreciate it.
You are fairly new in this position. Here we are talking at the end of September, early October, and you've been on the job a few months, but you're not a newbie to the beauty of Kent County and beauty of West Michigan. You were with Cascade Township Park?
Correct. Well, I was at Cascade Township. I was actually the township manager there for 10 years. Okay. I started there in early 2013.
That is a great way to cut your teeth in government, certainly at the township level. And as you have walked into this new position, you learned a lot. What attracted you to be director of Kent County Parks? Have you always been an outdoor guy?
I have. So really, parks and recreation is what really drove me to public service early in my career. So growing up, my family was always very involved in our community. I grew up in Berkeley, Michigan, and the northern suburbs of Detroit. And we were outdoorsy and camping and doing all of that. And after I got out of college, I started my career in a Parks and Rec position out in Colorado. I worked for the North Jeffco Parks and Rec District. I was a district guest services manager out there. Me and my then fiance moved out there after college. We got married while we were out there and decided to come back to Michigan to start our family here. And coming back here, I was the Parks and Rec director in the city of Milan, which is a small city just south of Ann Arbor.
Yep.
Did that for a couple years and managed to work my way through up through that organization, and then eventually was able to come to Cascade Township. But really always had parks and recreation as really the thing that drove me into public service. So when this opportunity came up to be able to do this job at this scale in the community that I live in was really a no-brainer for me.
Yeah, and really a very vibrant park system. I was reading on the county website, it's been around, it'll be 100 years next year, which is pretty amazing when you think about it. 6,800 acres of parks. That's a lot of space and a lot of different great places. Of course, Millennium Park. I know there are always new parks opening. I got to ask, going back to when you got into the world of parks and rec, my alma mater, CMU, had a parks and rec department. Did you go to CMU?
I actually did my master's of public administration at CMU.
Okay.
So a little bit afterwards.
Okay. Good. I was curious about that because I had a lot of friends that were going to parks and recreation programming then. And I have to ask, for the sake of this radio interview, our audience is knowing, is dying to know, do you or have you watched Parks and Rec?
I have watched Parks and Rec, and I have a lot of friends that are still city managers and township managers, and they all refer to me as Ron Swanson now.
Okay, so. Well, that is not a bad thing. I would not consider that a pejorative way of referring to you, and I had to ask that, but I'm sure it's a little more serious than that. Let's certainly hope. I wanted to talk to you more. We're going to touch on a number of things because our listeners should know about a very important parks community survey that will kind of help shape the master plan for years to come for people living here in the Kent County and West Michigan area and people all over West Michigan and all over the state use Kent County parks system. But I knew you wanted to make sure we talked about the Grand River Greenway Trail. First of all, Ben Swayze, we are blessed with incredible trail systems here in Kent County. I mean, it's kind of mind-boggling when you kind of see it on a map, right?
It is, yep. And it's really, so many different municipalities in Kent County have trail systems. You know, really what we're working on is the ability to be able to connect some of those systems into one trail where you can basically go east-west through the entire county.
As I think about this, I just don't remember trails being as appreciated as much of a focus as they have been in the last 20 years or so. Is that fair to say? I mean, you've been in the business for a while. Trails really have taken a front and center position as a great way to improve a community and the recreation opportunities, haven't they?
I would agree. You know, I think that your core cities always really did a good job of having non-motorized transportation. And as a lot of the baby boomers moved out to the townships and the more rural areas, I think they were still looking for that same experience. And they went to their community leaders and say, hey, I really need a way to get around our community without having to hop in a car. So you've seen a lot of townships and counties that traditionally haven't done that non-motorized transportation start to get in that game. And then, of course, we had COVID 2 years ago, and people really kind of rediscovered the importance of trails and parks in their lives. And we've seen a renewed importance again in the past couple years.
I want to talk about the Grand River Greenway Trail. I knew it was going to do that. The Grand River Greenway Trail. We're with Ben Swayze, by the way, Director of Kent County Parks here on WICE's Community Connection. You have plans to expand this trail. First of all, paint for our radio listeners here at WICE, the Grand River Greenway Trail. Where would that be with respect to, you know, location in Kent County?
So in Ottawa County, our neighbors to the west, they're working on a system of trails. I'd say it's about 75% complete right now. It would basically, you'd be able to leave Grand Haven and be on a non-motorized trail all the way out to Millennium Park on our western border.
Fantastic.
And then on our eastern border, in just out of Lowell Township, you had the Fred Meyer Grand River Valley Trail that goes from basically Saranac all the way out to Owosso. Really what we want to do is connect those two trails. And there are some parts of the system in Kent County that are already in place. We have the White Pine Trail that basically comes out of the northern part of the Grand Rapids, city of Grand Rapids trail system. Can obviously get you way north, but in terms of where we're going, can get you into Plainfield Township. Ada Township has done a great job of building out some of their trail system.
Absolutely.
Cannon Township has some trails. So what we need to do is we've identified basically 23 miles of trails that are missing right now. And it not only includes trails, but it includes trailheads, it includes bridges, it includes tunnels. But we're trying to find a way to safely get our residents, our visitors from those Millennium Park trails all the way to our eastern border in Lowell Township. And when it's completed, it'll essentially be part of a 171-mile network of trails. So you could leave Grand Haven however fast you're able to go. You could eventually get to your Owosso and all the way back. Really be a great experience for all of our West Michigan residents and visitors.
All right, I want to get this in my head. Get it right. You said 171 miles.
Correct.
So from Grand Haven to Owosso and back, it would be 171?
No, it'd be 171 miles each way.
Wow. That is a bit of a bike ride. Yeah, that would be, it'd be very cool. I think the other great thing, as you had alluded to earlier, is the trails are important because as the city gets built up and built up and built up, people are looking for places to escape. And so they'll only be more valuable, more important in the future. If people want to learn more about that or they want to help support your efforts at Kent County Parks to expand that trail, that additional 23 miles, or find those additional 23 miles, is there an opportunity for the public to get involved if we've got people listening in Kent County that want to get involved then?
Yeah, so the best place to always get information for anything that's going on in Kent County Parks is going to be our website. So we are getting ready to kind of launch our public-facing portion of this project to keep our residents and our municipal partners updated. We'll be building out a section of our website to be able to check in, see what's going on, and see how anybody might be able to be involved in the project.
Kent County Parks do a lot more than just provide great places for people to recreate. You also have things that are available at the parks to use. I mean, you can rent buildings and things like that. What are some things that people are surprised about that are available within your department, Ben?
Yeah, so I mean, I think it is a lot of our natural surface trails. People don't realize, you know, we're known for having a lot of property, as you mentioned in the beginning. I don't think they realize exactly their ability to experience those properties. You go to any of our big parks in Kent County, and we they're typically going to have a network of natural surface trails in there as well. Some have as many as 10 miles of natural surface trails that you can go out and experience, whether you're a hiker or a jogger or a biker. We get people out in some of our trails that take their horses out there, especially our parks to the north. So being able to get out and experience that, really, at least when I was when I took this job and I was learning our parks, I didn't realize exactly how much natural surface trails we had in our parks.
That's a great point. You can learn more at kentcountyparks.org, as Ben mentioned, kentcountyparks.org. I do want to talk about the important community survey that you had shared with me when we scheduled this time to talk on the radio here at WYCE. A big community survey that will help shape the master plan for Kent County Parks. Talk about that, and I know you need listener support and community support on that as well.
We do, yep. So in order for our organization to remain eligible for state grants and a lot of capital projects for parks and recreation departments in the state of Michigan are funded through the DNR Trust Fund grant, you have to update your master plan every 5 years. So our current master plan expires at the end of 2023. So we are knee deep into our next iteration of our plan. From my perspective, this will be the most exciting plan that's come out of Kent County Parks in quite some time. Again, because COVID changed the way that our residents are interacting with our natural spaces and have realized how important it is in their lives. So whereas maybe the last couple iterations of our master plan had kind of had some repeat things in there, our expectation is that people are a little bit more engaged at this point. And if the listeners out there realize that and want to get involved, this is the opportunity for you to help us shape what our parks department is going to look like really for the next 5 years and then in perpetuity, right? So we don't change what our parks look like every 5 years. It just gives us a little bit new direction.
And how can people take part in that survey and participate in that survey, Ben?
Yep, we have links on our website, again, kentcountyparks.org. Of course, we have linked that in all of our social media channels as well. So our department is on Facebook and Instagram, and I believe it's X now, right? It's not Twitter. Certainly, if they prefer to use those social media outlets, that's an opportunity. But always going back to our website is the easiest way to interact with our department.
Ben Swayze is with us, a new director of Kent County Parks. And again, it's kentcountyparks.org. That survey will just take you a couple of minutes. And it is important that WYC listeners give that feedback. I am curious, you know, as part of that master plan, this may be a dumb question, but that's okay. I'll ask it on live radio here. Is there room for a new Kent County park, or would we have to expand an existing park as we look to the future? I mean, we've got a big county. Could we actually shoehorn another park in the county?
Yeah, and I don't think you'd have to use the term shoehorn, because there is a lot of space out there. And in fact, if you look at the national standards, Kent County is actually deficient in regional parks. And regional parks are defined as those parks that are really over 200 acres. And all 200 acres might not be activated, but you know, if you look at it, we're deficient in that number. So I think there is absolutely the opportunity for not only us to strategically expand the parks that we currently have, but look at locating new parks as well. And our staff is constantly evaluating where parks might make sense, where those deficiencies are. And of course, we hear from our residents and our municipal partners as well, where they think there should be parks. So again, the survey is a great opportunity. If you have a listener out there that has a piece of property that they just know will make an outstanding park for Kent County, we'd like to hear about it.
You'd never know. That's the power of radio. Again, kentcountyparks.org, kentcountyparks.org. Ben Swayze is the director of Kent County Parks. As we wrap up here, any final thoughts you'd like to add for our listeners about the Parks Department, or anything you'd like to make sure they know about?
Yeah, I would just, if you have listeners out there that aren't familiar with our park system, I'll admit, even as a Parks and Rec guy, I was not familiar with our park system. I live in Vergennes Township. Me and my family visit Fallsburg Park all the time. But I was amazed over the past couple months. You know, I made it my effort to make sure that I set foot in each and every park in my first 3 months in the job, and was able to do that. And I was just floored about what resources we have that I didn't realize. So if you hadn't had a chance to get out there, or maybe you have a favorite park, I'd recommend checking out our website, seeing what else is out there to enjoy, and maybe just taking a shot in the dark and seeing what we have.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing how big this county is and how many great places of recreation. Ben Swayze, thanks so much for joining us.
No problem. I appreciate you having me.
He is director of Kent County Parks. Again, you can learn more at kentcountyparks.org. He's been our guest on WYCE's Community Connection. Hey, that's our program for this week. Thank you so much for tuning in. We'll catch you next week.